Hello, group leaders. This is Pastor Kevin and Pastor Vince with you again for our 25th podcast. Today we have with us one of our co-workers, staffers Stephanie Panetta. Stephanie, tell folks what you're about.
Hi, everyone. Like Kevin said, my name is Stephanie Panetta, and on staff, I am the guest services coordinator, I oversee all the guest services teams, which is the seating team, parking team, first impressions, and cafe volunteers. Everything that has to do with the guest. Those are my volunteers. And I get to walk around and talk to all the guests in the main prior to services and just talk to them. I've also been a group leader. I was one for 10 plus years. Also been Bible study leader, high school leader, and commons leader. So involved with a lot of things about people, and care is awesome, but it can also be hard.
Yeah, so today's topic is caring for the people that are in your group. Because as we all know, you know, the 12 or 14 people that come to our living rooms, they all have care needs. Like, everybody has a life, right? And they have hurts, and they have issues in their life, and sometimes they are vulnerable enough to tell us that, right? And so the other thing about Steph is, even if you don't tell her, she'll know, and she'll ask you directly. But anyways, Steph, how do you as a group leader go about caring for those in your group?
Well, first of all, thank you to everyone who has stepped up to be a group leader or a care person or team leader, whatever it is. Thank you. Whenever I start a group, a Bible study, whatever, I think the most important thing is to let everyone know that I don't have all the answers, but I am willing to learn with them, and we want to do this together. But I think it's so important that we are vulnerable with our group. We can't expect other people to be vulnerable if we're not vulnerable. So I think that's important. And listen to them, to hear them, not just to respond to what they're saying. But we need to be willing to get into the mess with them. If you hear something in their voice, or you see it in their eyes, or they make a comment about a date of either a death of a loved one, or an anniversary coming up, or a health issue, and they have a doctor's appointment, write those things down and then follow up on those dates. It's so important to do that, because people feel that you care, and it just also helps you to learn how to care more.
So when we do that, one of the things I learned early on in my first church, who had a pastor who was really good at care, is that care, when a care need happens, you need to respond right away. Care things can't be put off.
Correct.
Right? Because you'll just lose the opportunity, you know, to provide care for a person who needs it then.
Correct.
So you said to make a note, write it down. How do you go about doing that without being like super obvious, or, you know, like, what's your system to remember? Because I'm sure you have what, 300 volunteers in your ministry? How do you remember all that stuff?
So depending on what the care need is, I carry what I call my brain book around with me, and I just write things down in my book. Just so I can remember. And then later on, I will go and transfer it to my calendar. I'll put an alarm on my phone to make sure that I follow through. Sometimes I'll write things on my hand. That's happened too. But I always have to write it down because I can't remember. And then send an alarm or something so you remember. It's so important.
What about delegating? Like, I'm sure in your groups, you are the main care person, but what about others within the group?
If your group is larger, you know for a fact that you cannot care for everyone. Feel your group out. See who gels with each other. See who just connects. And then ask if they can be care partners. And just encourage them to do it. Empower them to do it.
Yeah.
That way wonderful. It doesn't all fall on your shoulders.
Yeah.
But also, have them let you know if there's a huge care need. As staff, we do get together. Some of us staff get together on Tuesdays, And any care need that we know, we do pray over and we send it to the appropriate channels, whether it be a card or a call or whatever else. But it's just so important then to funnel it up the chain. You know, we are a big church, but we can't, as a staff, we can't care if we don't know. But a lot of the care does fall on the team leaders. So just follow up with that.
So let's talk for a second about when a care need is beyond your ability to care. Like, let's say, for example, someone in your group comes and says they lost a child to suicide, or, you know, something horrific like that. What do we as a staff, what processes do we have in place to accommodate that?
So that can be a very heavy care need. Of course, excuse me, pray with them, talk with them, check in on them, but also reach out to Pastor Kevin, Pastor Vince, because we do have people either on our staff or people who have been kind enough to say that they would walk through things like this with people that they've been through it. So don't just let it stop at you if you don't know.
Yeah.
Reach out. We'll see if we can connect people to help them walk alongside with someone.
Yeah, I ask that question kind of tongue-in-cheek as if I wasn't the care pastor.
Right.
But for those of you who don't know, we do have a three-tiered system to care for significant things. We have what we call lay counselors now that have been to some training. They will sit with people. They will talk with people. It's gender-specific. Then we have biblical counseling with the pastors that they can choose. And then if an issue goes beyond that, we have a list of licensed counselors, professional counselors, Christian counselors that we have vetted that we do refer people to. In addition to that, we have all kinds of, we have access to all kinds of resources around care and counseling and just all kinds of place, social service agencies to send people to and all kinds of things like that. So the group leader shouldn't feel like the entire burden is on them, that they have to care for everything, because, you know, part of what we do as a staff is to help group leaders do the things they do and care and counseling and reacting to significant, you know, care needs and health issues and traumas and things like that is part of what we do.
So Stephanie, you know, when caring for a lot of people, it's really easy to become drained. It's easy to, you know, feel like you're constantly pouring out. What do you do personally to not get to that place? And what would you say to encourage group leaders when they're feeling like they're just pouring out a lot? Like, what's something encouraging you would share with them?
Take a deep breath. That's my first thought. But know your limit. Know that sometimes you have to hit pause. You also have to take time to be in the Word, which we should be all the time, and know that you do not have to carry it all yourself. Reach out to one of us here, someone else on your in your team, in your group, but you do not have to do all the caring. And if you are feeling overwhelmed, take a pause.
Yeah.
Step back, take a break.
Yeah, we all have to exercise a fair amount of self-care and fill your bucket. Like, whatever. I know for Stephanie sitting on her back porch looking out over the pond, hearing the birds chirp and seeing the different wildlife out there is just bucket filling for you. But we all need to find our space and whatever that is. And, you know, it's maybe taking a walk with your wife in a park, which is what I do in a lot of ways. And so, all right, group leaders, you've heard a number of things around care. Your challenge,
I have one last thing to close with.
Please go.
And again, I'm sure you guys have heard this before, but the people in your sphere of influence will not care what you know until they know that you care.
Yeah.
So just make sure that they know that. It just makes for just that, just better group dynamics and care and growth and just community. So, yes.
Absolutely. So group leaders, your challenge is to do a better job in some ways of writing things down and caring for your people. And even the smallest thing, you know, a prayer request that comes about a distant relative, like reach out in the next few days and ask about that. How is that person doing? It just, those kind of things go, I remember I made a note around a person. I was actually a group leader who had lost a parent. And I made a note, like we all do, in my calendar to reach out at the 1-year anniversary. And I did that. I reached out. And this that group leader was blown mm-hmm. away that I would remember that. And, you know, because it's important to people. Those milestones are important to people. So, all right, group leaders, make more of an effort, and we'll see you next time.